brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
They're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome, welcome
to another exciting installment of the VAR show. With your host who does the most even when he's making toast, the one, the only, DJ Stones. And with us here
is the man who does not boast, who does not eat toast, only chicken when he roasts. The man from the West Coast. DJ Sticks.
The blue side of the table.
This guy.
Yeah, and you're listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Yeah.
Never.
It's never been.
It's never been this good.
Even now it's not.
Yeah. In fact, now it's better.
Now that we're here.
Yep.
Yes.
I was going to say we have a lot to talk about, but we don't. Because there's something specific we're going to talk about.
Very narrow.
It's very narrow.
Targeted.
Rant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a rant show.
It is.
It's the boring game.
It is.
But before we get into that, enjoy this tune. Yeah.
What a jam.
What a jam.
What?
Are you serious?
Track. Yes.
It's very, I don't speak in buts, ifs, or maybes. I speak in absolutes.
Mm.
And this show is absolutely going to be great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Exactly. Now, let's jump straight into it, you know.
Mm.
And we had a wonderful weekend of football.
Oh, no, we did.
You know, Modric was a beautiful goal.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Aston Villa, you know, doing Aston Villa things since Gerrard has taken over.
Yeah.
And Philippe Coutinho's in the squad, you know.
Yeah, you know.
4-0 against Southampton.
No, you have to know. Have to know.
Arsenal going 3-2 against Watford, you know.
Good game.
Very good game. Very
entertaining
good game.
To
entertaining.
Watch. Mm.
With my boy Bukayo Saka getting on the score sheet.
Yeah.
You know, Chelsea winning 4-0
you
against
know what
Burnley.
It is. London is blue.
London is... not blue. It's like this maroonish color, you know.
Ah,
you
okay, know? Okay.
Because you know, we ball with the Hammers, you know.
Oh,
Hammers lost 1-0 to
okay
Liverpool. You know?
All right. Yes.
Yeah, it was an interesting week. Leicester City beat Leeds. You know, with Leeds' new coach, the American coach. I'm gonna call him Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
You know, there's that show, Ted Lasso, about the American
coach. Okay.
Yeah, so his new name is just Ted Lasso to me.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Because he made a comment and said Ted Lasso basically has ruined the image of American American coaches in England. So I'm not calling him Ted now.
Okay.
But anyway, going to the fixture I want to speak about, you know, the Man United versus Man City. The derby, the Manchester derby. One of the, if not the biggest derby in the world.
No, it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, the clash of what used to be two Goliaths.
Yeah. Behemoths.
You know, the best teams ever.
Yeah.
Both came out in support of Ukraine.
Yes.
I came onto the pitch.
Yes.
Just a side note. I feel like, you know, someone in FIFA listens to us. Remember last week I spoke about the fact that if they want to do action, they must remove Russia from the World Cup and mm-hmm. European competition. They did that. They mm-hmm. actually did that, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing what happens when you listen to the VR show.
You know, play that back turbo.
So you guys can just drop a shout out for us.
You know,
for okay, making things happen.
Going into the fixture.
Yeah.
So Man City versus Man United. Game ended 4-1 to Man City.
Mm-hmm.
You can gloat for a bit.
Exciting game. We the boys played well. Yeah. It was a very...
It's a huge smile on his face right now.
It was a very easy game.
No, Pep would say it was the hardest game he's ever played.
Oh, sorry.
It was a very hard game.
It was a very hard game. The boys...
they tried.
Had a good chance.
You know, Pep is the only coach who can slap somebody with 5-0 and tell you the game was hard.
the only
coach I know of.
The other team played hard, played very good football. But we just had the luckier chances.
Yeah, we had a better opportunity.
Yeah,
we created a opportunity. Everything you see, we worked on it in the training ground.
Yes,
so,
including that amazing corner by Riyad.
You know,
but the next game will
improve.
And just
football is always about improving. Only coach, you know, only coach. But anyway, this game highlighted the issue with Man United.
Yeah,
Man United is not where it should be. They're not a team of class.
Yes.
They're a bottom half team that happens to have good enough players to keep them on the top half.
Simply put.
You take out specific players. You take out De Gea from that team.
Mm.
You know, you take out even Bruno. You take out Bruno.
Shaky.
You take out Alanga, who saved us once or twice this season. You take out Ronaldo. This is a mid-table to bottom table side, a Europa side.
This
right here is a Europa side.
Definitely a Europa side.
You know, and you look at the type of football that's being played.
Mm.
You look at how Man City structured themselves. You know, you listen to these stats. 24 shots, 10 on target, 70% possession.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Entire game.
Crazy stuff.
754 passes made with a 92% pass accuracy.
Mm.
Right? Then they only committed 10 fouls.
Yeah.
You go to United, 5 shots, 2 on target, 30% ball position, 331 passes made with only an 83% pass accuracy with 14 fouls made.
Mm.
And if you see the issue here becomes now the thing of United don't play structured football. They too counter. They rely too much on counter, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you look at the match between Liverpool and City, that the match we call the freaking masterclass, because both teams were attacking, both teams were creating opportunities, both teams were pressing, both teams were countering, you know.
Yeah.
It was football at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
United's game, there was just one too many times where you're watching the match and you're wondering, why is the person making that pass? United is playing too predictable.
Yeah.
There were so many key passes City were playing to the center. Like they pulled... You know, I love how City is willing to restart play. They will take the ball back all the way to...
Edison.
To Edison. Pass the ball in their back for a bit and then just make this one dangerous center pass. And as soon as the ball gets to the center, the guy takes a couple... goes a couple of yards forward, releases the ball. Two touches later, they're in your box. Another two touch, they're shooting.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
United, they're passing the ball back and forth with no clear motive. Their players, specific attacking players, are making runs, but none of their runs are being picked up.
Yeah.
There is no center ball to drive forward.
Mm-hmm.
There is no opening up of space.
I think it's the scary part for me is that there was a game that was similar to this one. And that was the game against Liverpool earlier on in the season. And then... one of the biggest complaints about that game was the fact that United lacks like that thing, like, you know, that thing where like if any top side goes to Old Trafford, you know, they have to feel that thing of flip.
We're going to Old Trafford.
Yeah,
we've become a Europa to a low table side. That's what we play.
Yeah,
we have two players in the defensive midfield role. Which basically they basically play the same thing. They them together makes one CDM role.
Mm. Mm.
They can't properly carry the ball from the midfield all the way up.
Yeah,
we lose the midfield battle. We lost yesterday because we keep losing our midfield battle.
Yeah,
and how you can tell we weak on the midfield is how quick we move to the wings. We quickly move to... And it's not a counter-attack. They still have their defense line open. We're going to quickly try play around the wing.
Yeah.
We try to... And then we get overloaded on the wing because their midfield then drops to the wing because they know you're not going to make any passes to the mid. There's no one there.
Yeah.
All your mid players are on the side as well. We get a bit of a position overload. City will win the ball back. Liverpool wins the ball back because they do immediate pressing.
Yeah.
They immediately press you.
Don't play.
They will cover up space and press the hell out of you.
Mm.
You know? And the issue is now that they play it on the wing, they lose the ball. They play it on the wing, they lose the ball. They play it on the center, they just start passing side to side. We have no strong play in our center. We have no strong presence in our midfield. Hence why we're not dangerous.
Exactly.
If you tell me City's midfield three.
Gundogan, Bernardo, De Bruyne.
So you have Gundogan, Bernardo, and De Bruyne. And
Rodri.
And Rodri, right?
Mm.
United's three that started was Fred, McTominay, and Bruno. Who would you put on your bench? In fact, I'm wrong. Bruno was a striker. It was Pogba who played at that number, that attacking formation.
Yeah.
So I know you probably put Pogba on your bench. He'd probably even start Pogba because of how you see him in France, right?
Yeah.
Would you put McTominay and Fred on your bench?
As in not start them?
Not even start them, just bench.
Yeah.
Would you put both of them on your bench?
No, one of them.
Who would you put?
I'd put Fred.
You put Fred.
Mm.
Okay, that's your opinion. But anyway, would you start any of them?
Any of the three?
Yes.
Yeah, Pogba.
Pogba.
I'll start Pogba.
Okay, cool. Well, of the other two, who would you start?
I'll start McTominay.
Over now, and I'm saying in your Man City squad. Where
in my Man City squad. Flip, as in, I'm taking out players from my Man
your
City.
Midfield.
No.
Who would you take out?
No one.
So for Pogba, you'd probably, you know.
Yeah, Pogba.
You'd consider.
Maybe Gundogan.
Yeah,
maybe.
You know. But the other issue.
No ways, man.
We don't have control in the midfield. We don't have a presence in our midfield that people can be scared of.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Chelsea. Chelsea has Conte.
Jorginho.
They have if you look at Liverpool, They had Naby Keita. They have, what is
Henderson,
his name?
Jordan Henderson. They have a couple.
You look at Man City. They have Gundogan. They have Rodri. They have De Bruyne.
Bernardo.
They have Bernardo. Players, when you're going up with them at the midfield, it's not going to be an easy battle. You look at Madrid. Madrid has such a strong midfield. They have an old midfield.
Madrid's trio.
Their midfield trio is freaking unstoppable. Casemiro, what's his name? Luka Modric. And I forgot the last person, Toni Kroos. You literally have one of the best, if not the best, midfield trio. You have Casemiro as a CDM. Toni Kroos can do crazy passes across, and he can he can do crazy passes across. And you have Luka Modric, who knows how to carry the ball forward.
He can
get all the way to your box through. You pass him, he can walk to your box basically.
You're a free roam kind of player, yeah.
And that's a perfect midfield.
Yeah.
The balls they were giving to Kevin De Bruyne, he was literally walking into boxes. And there was also who was your midfield? Yes, the balls they were giving to Rodri. He was basically just walking into the midfield.
Yeah.
You know, 337 passes compared to 900. Was it 900?
No, it was 700 and something.
700 and something.
Almost half.
756.
Yeah.
They never even hit half of the passes y'all made.
Yeah.
Because we're playing counter football. We've become a weak side.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
And I think, because even in that last Liverpool game, one of the, I think it was Roy Keane or Michael Owen, or the both of them, their biggest complaint was Man United doesn't have a standard play. Like a standard, especially against the big sides.
Yeah.
Inverted commas, because it's the Premier League. The big sides.
Yep.
They don't have a standard, as in, no matter what team we face, we're playing this way. And I mean, that Liverpool game was like 6 months ago or something. So, for us to see basically no change.
You know, United, I disagree with him. United has a structure. But it's a poor structure.
Okay.
And the issue goes all the way to the top. Where, I don't know how you can see your team. This team is an elite team. It was an elite team. It's like Man City, two seasons in a row, they don't perform. Something needs to change. Not just the manager.
Yeah.
You need to start buying players. You need to start flipping, selling players. You need to start changing some stuff.
Changing.
Yeah, so there needs to be change, you know. Something needs to change.
Yeah, you can't.
Players need to go. Players need to get sold. Something needs to change.
Players
need to come in. We need to flush out this old counter-attacking only type of football. Like, I have no problem with counter-attack football, you know. Real Madrid plays a lot of absorbing in pressure and then countering.
Yeah.
You know, but they can also break down defense. They are on an attacking position and the defense is not in their half, they can break down defense. They can pull defense.
Yeah.
A lot of the passes we made, you know, I look at passes and I'm like, okay, why didn't you just pass it back? The pass, you've put the other person under pressure. The guy is getting pressed from all sides. He's not going to make a successful turn here.
You have to make success of every chance you get with the ball.
Yeah.
Can I add something quick?
Yeah.
So with Man United, I remember evidently that back in the day, you guys had like some of the craziest defenders, craziest goalkeepers, but the players who always stood out the most were the attackers.
Yeah.
And now, you think of Man United, one of the first names you think of now is De Gea. The big names. Maguire, Varane, stuff like that. But
Whoa, sorry.
No. I'm saying like as in, not playing wise.
Okay.
But cool, yeah. Cool. But the players who come into your head is basically De Gea and them. And then maybe in front of Ronaldo, and then you have your other players. But that's to show that you guys aren't really playing as attacking as you used
to. You know, United
before.
As a team used to be deadly.
Yeah. As in, and you guys had like, I mean, Nemanja Vidic still is like one of the Premier League greats.
Yeah, you know, Rio Ferdinand.
You know, but even they were, you saw them. But then you weren't focusing that much on them because of how well the attackers were doing.
You know, like United was a very dangerous
team. Oh, you guys.
Team.
Oh, my word.
Patrice the problem Evra. With United now is they just have dangerous players.
That's the thing.
There is no team chemistry when you watch them.
Mm.
You know, there's no proper 1-2s that happen that when they actually do do 1-2s, you know, when they actually do like little plays, they actually come out so dangerous.
I actually agree with what you're saying.
The last game where we drew, who did we play? It was the game we drew, I think it was against Leeds or something.
Yeah.
Right? No, not Leeds. I forgot who we drew against, right?
Mm.
And again, there was a 1-2 from Alanga, and Alanga just missed. We had 22 shots, but no goal. You know, there was a 1-2 that happened, and Alanga just missed. Like, he was just unlucky. But we broke the defense through those 1-2s, you know? And the problem is we don't do that.
Yeah.
We just give it to the wing and cross in. Give it to the wing and cross in. Give it to Jadon Sancho. Hope he can cut through 3, 4, 5 players and then score.
A fantastic goal.
You know? And that needs to change. And that any team that wants to be at the top of the Premier League, this is not only to United.
Has to have that.
Even Newcastle. Yeah. Next season, they can't. Maybe next season they can play like that to try get at least top half of the table.
Yeah.
But if you look at how Aston Villa is playing, they played more attacking against Southampton than United played when United was playing Southampton.
They have a rhythm.
You know, there's a vibe to them when they play.
Yeah.
They know where each other are. They make consecutive successful passes.
I can testify with this one because how do you define a good team? How I think of it is even if you don't have like your players there, but you still play the same.
Mm.
So in your Alex Ferguson era, you even had players like Park, Park whatever.
Yeah,
Sanji I forgot Park. His name. You had Chicharito, and they were playing well.
And they were playing well
because of the way you guys were playing.
Yeah, their structure.
Yeah,
you know, at one point, Man City. Did Mourinho not come out and say Man City is like, if Man City didn't win the league, the other team that could win the league was Man City's bench, because that's how good Man City was.
Mm.
You know, you look at Liverpool right now. Liverpool is becoming a very dangerous squad.
Yeah.
The team that Klopp is building now is becoming very dangerous.
Yeah. The Carabao Cup.
But if you hear this, they're allowing him to build a squad. The owners of United aren't allowing him to build a squad.
Yeah.
If you want to be at the top, you need to splash.
You need to splash.
You need to get the players.
Yeah.
You need to get the players that are hungry. If Rashford isn't hungry enough anymore, you sell, you know, if I was manager and I had allowance from the board, before I transferred up, like, okay, guys, who's not wanting to play?
Honestly speaking,
we'll sell you. I'll get you a contract wherever. Your manager is free to speak to whoever. We need the money, so I'm willing to sell you. I'll sell you for less than 100.
Mm.
So that people probably want to buy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the place where Man United needs to get
it. Because, you know, sometimes the problem is the bad attitude of players. You look at Arsenal. Mm. Look at Arsenal and look at Aubameyang. Aubameyang is performing very well for Barcelona. And Arsenal is performing very well now. The attitude inside from one of their most top players, the attitude he was having inside there is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
That influence is gone.
Yeah.
Now the new leaders have taken place. And now they're bringing positivity into the club.
The attitude, the mindset.
And now his attitude has changed because now he's playing in a new club.
Mm.
So you tell them, we're happy to release you. But if you want a player, you need to give it your all.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be happy with my tactics, then leave. If you know right now that you're going to oppose my tactics, leave.
Yeah, do a clean out.
I'd rather lose 3 games in a row and by the 4th game something clicks and you'll start playing the right type of football than playing an entire season playing unpredictable football.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
What's 3 and 4 games in the long in the great scheme of things?
Yeah, we know it doesn't. Like 3 or 4 games.
You know, you don't want to be losing 3 or 4 games towards the end now after you have like less than 10 games left.
9 points is nothing in the Premier League.
You know, when you're at the last 9 games, 9 points is not everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But when you're in the beginning part, you can't afford to lose those 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those 9 points.
If something clicks.
If something can click and the rest of the you're playing at least consistent football,
yeah,
where you can tell, okay, this game is a game we're probably going to lose if we play full-on attack. Let's defend a bit. You know, You can predict that, but with United right now, you can't really predict them. Games where we should be winning, first 25 minutes, we're coming out strong. You know, we 2-0 down going into halftime. Mm. We come out of halftime, back-to-back goals. That was against Leeds.
Mm.
You know, and that's the problem with United. And if you look at how they play in those 25 minutes compared to the rest, it's like the 25 minute they play this exciting football, and then they go back to defensive football, you know, this counter-attack football.
Yeah.
And that's the issue at the end of the day.
I still feel, if I was, obviously, we all say this, but if I was the owners and someone like Ralph comes in, you want to give that person freedom. It's like Pep, when he came into Man City, he flipping cleaned out almost the entire squad.
Yeah.
There was even players where I was like, what? Why would you suck? And then, what? Who's this? Sane? What the? Who's this? Bernardo Silva. I'm like, who the hell is this? Bah, 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 bah.
This is just some guy from Spain.
Like, just some guy who... What? Edison. What the heck? We don't need a keeper. Joe Hart, man. And then...
then you look at it and you're like, hey, why is Joe Hart in the starting lineup? And that's how it is, you know?
Yeah.
That's what has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes specific decisions have to be made for the better of the team.
Yeah.
Fans are not going to like it.
No.
Fans won't be happy.
They won't like...
But give them a couple of months and you start winning, and then they'll be like, okay, Flip, he's the manager for a reason. And if Tang Heng comes in, and I hope they don't get poached, I hope they go for Tang Heng, and if Tang Heng comes in, he needs to really clean up his squad. He's shown what he's able to do.
Yeah.
He's not like with Ragnick, the people's argument is like, no, he's playing an old school football, and that's why it's not working, and it's not the players, it's his tactics. If Tang Heng comes in, he's taken a team who basically probably 3-4 players in Man United, right? Their net worth or their salary is probably more than the entire Ajax. He's taken a team that is that small to not one but twice to the knockouts, three times, because right now to the knockout stages of UEFA Champions League. One of those times going all the way, I think it was the quarters or the semis.
Yeah, semis.
To the semi-finals.
Semis. Yeah,
this season have the top goal scorer in UEFA is not Lewandowski, it's not Haaland, it was the Ajax guy.
Yeah, scored 4 goals in one game,
you know,
against Sporting.
And so his accolades are there,
but
I'm telling you right now, he's going to struggle with United if he doesn't clean up, because United is going to wanna play counter defensive football, and they're going to get complacent if they're not playing that.
Yes.
And yeah, if I carry on, I'm going to rant for another 2 hours. This has been a great show. From me, the one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here,
DJ Sticks.
We're signing out. Peace.
Goodbye.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Just a bombard me. Tell this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me, I no go if you no go send me. Me, I no go move if you no talk. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So help me today. Jam me, I'm on. Jam me, I'm on. So help me today. Jam me, I'm on. Jam me, I'm on. Me need you now, stick, I need you later. Me like the way you show when it be my matter. And now you are the call, you could be my helper. Understand me, need you now, stick, I need you later. Yeah.
Shout out to me, job number one, yeah. nobody fit contest it one, yeah. Jah Jah me surrender, hold me life to you every day. I'm the branch of the vine, yeah. Nobody do pass you, nobody do pass you, yeah. Nobody fit try you, nobody fit try you.
You just a bombard me, Jah this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me I no go go if you no go send me. Me I no go move if you no talk. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So help me today, Jah me I'm on. So help me today, Jah me a more, Jah me a more. Me need you now, stick, I need you later. Me like the way you show when you be my matter. And now you I go call, you go be my helper. Understand me, need you now, stick, I need you later. Yeah,
need you later. Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Need you later. Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Yeah, yeah. Hey, me amigo. Even if you ain't from Puerto Rico, things may be slow like Despacito, but God is gonna come true. He's blessed.
So help me today, Jah me a more, Jah me a more. So help me today, Jah me a more, Jah me a more. Me need you now, still gonna need you later. Me like the way you show when you be my matter. And now you I go call, you gonna be my helper. Understand me, need you now, still gonna need you later. Just a bombard me, Jah this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me I never go if you no go send me. Me I never move if you no talk. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.